Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents The Scrap Iron Flotilla, written and narrated by Mike Carlton. Copyright Michael Carlton Productions, Proprietary Limited. All rights reserved. We at Penguin Random House Australia acknowledge that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are the traditional custodians and the first storytellers of the lands on which we live and work. We honour Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' continuous connection to country, waters, skies and communities. We celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander stories, traditions and living cultures, and we pay our respects to elders, past and present. Notes on the text. The map of the Mediterranean has changed radically since 1945. New countries have emerged, Lebanon and Israel, to name just two, and many cities and ports now have different spellings or, in some cases, new names entirely. For example, Solom on the Egyptian coast is now Salum or El Salum, while Bardia in modern-day Libya is now Bardia. To keep it simple, I've mostly stuck with names, places and spellings as they were known during the Second World War. Then again, for clarity, I've sometimes done the reverse. Tripolitania and Cyrenaica were well enough known in 1940. Libya works better today. Measurements of length and distance have been converted to meters and kilometers, except where they occur in direct quotations. Where it does crop up, a nautical mile is 1.8 kilometers. A knot is a measure of speed at sea, 1 nautical mile per hour. Thus, a ship travelling at 30 knots is doing 30 nautical miles per hour, or 55.5 kilometres per hour. This knot might seem much to a car driver on land, but at sea, especially in a big sea, it is tearing along at a great pace. Gun calibres are also tricky. In the Allied navies, they were measured in inches, in the Italian and German navies, in centimetres. I've retained inches. HMAS Stewart's main armament of 4.7-inch calibre guns fired a shell of that diameter, or 11.9 centimetres. A 6-inch cruiser had main guns of that calibre, or 15.2 centimetres. The bigger the shell, the more explosive it carried, and the further it went. Port is the left-hand side of a ship as you look forwards towards the bow. Starboard is the right-hand side. They remain the same, though, even if you turn to face the rear. Forecastle, an abbreviation of the old forecastle, is the front section of a ship, including the upper deck there and the decks immediately below.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?